A 16-year-old boy died from stab wounds following a fight at Montgomery High School. Some are voicing concerns about safety on school campuses. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Stephanie Manieri, president of the Santa Rosa City School Board of Education. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
So toward the end of the press conference hosted by Santa Rosa Police Chief John Cregan yesterday, the issue of school resource officers was brought up. Can you tell us why the school board chose not to allow these officers on campus in 2020?
I can definitely talk about that just a little bit, but I do want to emphasize that right now we're really focusing on making sure that our students and our staff are able to just get through these next couple of days. Our school district is providing a lot of resources to our community right now to make sure that we have some safe spaces for healing and for grieving. So that is our main focus right now. What I can say about the SRO program is that in 2020, the board, we voted on a pause on this program. Since then, there have been recommendations made to the Santa Rosa Police Department, and we haven't yet had a conversation about those recommendations. So right now, we are looking at all of our options for safety in our communities and know that there are many different solutions to address this issue.
Stephanie, I'll ask you the same question I asked the police chief. What would you tell a parent at Montgomery High School this morning?
I would say that Montgomery High School today and tomorrow is going to be a safe space for students to heal, to be able to be together, there's going to be a space for them to be listened to. So whether they're at Montgomery High School or another one of our partners this morning, there is an opportunity for them to just come together and to be. And so I would suggest that parents go with their kids or really encourage their kids to take advantage of the services that are being offered, because it is a really tragic moment in our entire community. And we know that this impacts our entire community across Sonoma County.
So besides SROs, the school resource officers, what other type of security can the board authorize or recommend to schools?
Right now, that is a conversation that we are continuing to have. Right now, we're really focused on making sure that students and staff are safe on campus, that they have the resources that they need to heal from this. And I know that our staff at the district office are working really hard and around the clock to look at all of these options. And as a board, we will continue to have these conversations.
Stephanie, you grew up in Santa Rosa. You went to schools in Santa Rosa. Is there something different than when you grew up and today?
Absolutely. I think there is so much compounded trauma that our young people are facing today. I didn't have to live through a global pandemic. I didn't have to worry every single day whether or not there would be a mass shooting on my campus. I think that youth today are just dealing with so many issues that generations before them have not had to do. I think the compounded trauma and the community violence that we're seeing, not just in our schools, but in our neighborhoods and our community, are a greater symptom. There's a much bigger picture and a much larger conversation that we need to be looking at right now.
Do you know what the protocol is on Santa Rosa High School campuses to deal with fights and bullying, and when are these incidents escalated to law enforcement?
That is a great question. I can't tell you the details off of all of that off the top of my head, but we do have protocols. We do have systems. Adults are doing what they can. Educators are doing what they can. And right now, that is everything is. We're looking at everything right now to see how and if and when we improve all of our systems.
Yeah, a student had a pretty substantial knife on him at school. Is there anything that anyone could do at any Santa Rosa school or any schools unless they start using metal detectors and turning it into lockdown facilities?
I think there's a lot, that we can do, and I think it really starts with relationships. We know that we've surveyed our students. We know that youth are feeling disconnected from their school, disconnected from the adults in their lives. And safety starts with relationships. I think there's a lot that adults in our community can do right now to support our young people.
There are a lot of emotions surrounding this incident. Of course, sadness, but also a lot of anger. Do you think that the Santa Rosa City School Boards is going to host any forums or meetings about this incident, as well as school safety in general? What kinds of things are you willing to do to communicate with the rest of the community?
There's definitely an interest to provide these spaces for the community to come together and share what they need to share. Right now, again, we're focused on today and tomorrow, and I know that our educators are planning for next week. And so right now we're looking in the immediate, but I know that there is interest in having these kinds of spaces available.
Stephanie, you joined the school board to get involved in the community. You've had to close schools, you've had to deal with COVID, and now this incident. I'm just wondering if you think it's ever going to change and there will be a time of return to normalcy for you.
You know, I think I have to hope that will happen one day. The last thing we lose is hope. And so that's part of the reason why I'm on the school board is I have a vision for a healthier community, for a better future for our young people. And I, you know, if I lose that hope, I don't think I could do this job anymore.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
That is Stephanie Manieri, president of Santa Rosa City Schools Board of Education.